Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. On Wings of Eagles by Ken Follett is a narrative non-fiction account of a high-stakes private rescue mission set against the upheaval of the Iranian Revolution. Asti of Cake, the book centers on Ross Perot, the Texas entrepreneur who built electronic data systems, and his determination to bring home two employees imprisoned in Tehran. As Iran's political order collapses and anti-American anger rises, official channels move slowly and become unreliable. Perot responds in an unconventional way, assembling a small team led by retired Green Beret Colonel Arthur Bull Simons and pushing them into a fast-changing landscape of checkpoints, factional violence, and bureaucratic obstruction. Follett presents the story with the urgency and pacing of a thriller while keeping the focus on real people and real risks. Beyond the action, the book explores loyalty between employer and employee, the limits of government protection abroad, and the moral complexity of intervening in another nation's crisis when lives are on the line. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, revolutionary Iran as the pressure cooker. A major topic of the book is the setting itself Iran in 1978 and 1979, when mass protests and political fractures pushed the country toward regime change. Follett uses the rapidly shifting environment to show how quickly normal assumptions about safety, legality, and diplomacy can vanish for foreigners and locals alike. Businesses that operated routinely under the Shah suddenly faced new scrutiny, and American presence became a symbol caught in larger grievances. This context explains why imprisonment, travel restrictions, and arbitrary decisions could happen with little warning. It also frames the rescue mission as more than an isolated incident, because every move occurs inside a nationwide breakdown of institutions. The story highlights the uncertainty of who holds real authority, from police to military to revolutionary committees, and how that uncertainty multiplies risk. Readers see how communication failures, rumor, and sudden policy shifts create a fog that makes planning almost impossible. By treating the revolution as an active force, the book emphasizes a practical lesson in volatile environments. The threat is not only hostile actors, but also systemic instability, where rules change mid-step and the safest plan can become the most dangerous overnight. Secondly, Ross Perot and the ethics of personal responsibility. Another core topic is Ross Perot's choice to treat the crisis as a personal obligation rather than a public relations problem. Follett portrays Perot as driven by a direct moral logic. If his people are in danger, he is responsible for getting them back. That mindset challenges conventional boundaries between corporate duty, government jurisdiction, and individual action. The book explores how Perot's patriotism and loyalty combine into a leadership style that is impatient with delay and distrustful of vague assurances. Instead of limiting himself to advocacy, he spends money, calls in favors, and relentlessly pressures decision makers. This raises ethical questions the narrative does not simplify. When does determination become recklessness? And when is it the only force that breaks paralysis? How should a company balance employee welfare with the risks of escalation? Perot's approach also highlights the human side of executive power, showing how resources and influence can be mobilized quickly when a leader is fully committed. For readers, the larger takeaway is about ownership in crises. Taking responsibility means acting, but it also means accepting consequences, building credible plans, and not outsourcing moral decisions to slow-moving systems. Thirdly, designing a rescue. When official routes fail, the book devotes substantial attention to the practical problem of extraction when standard diplomatic and legal mechanisms are ineffective. Follett shows how the mission develops step-by-step, gathering intelligence, identifying constraints, mapping potential routes, and adjusting to conditions on the ground. Planning is not presented as a neat checklist, but as a process shaped by incomplete information and rapidly changing realities. A central theme is improvisation under pressure, including the need to interpret local signals, negotiate access, and anticipate how crowds or authorities might react. The narrative underscores logistical details that matter in real operations: transportation, timing, secure communications, documentation, and contingencies if a primary route collapses. It also illustrates a key principle of crisis execution. A plan must be simple enough to survive contact with chaos, yet flexible enough to adapt instantly. Another lesson is the value of networks, because the ability to move people depends on trust, local knowledge, and intermediaries who can open doors. Readers come away with an understanding that rescue is not only bravery, but also systems thinking, discipline, and constant recalibration when every assumption could be wrong. Fourthly, Colonel Arthur Bull Simons and small team leadership. Follett spotlights the role of Colonel Arthur Bull Simons, a retired Special Forces officer, to explore leadership under extreme uncertainty. The book contrasts boardroom urgency with field-level realities, showing how a seasoned operator assesses risk, prioritizes objectives, and keeps a team functional when fear and confusion are natural reactions. Simons represents a leadership model grounded in preparation and calm, where competence is expressed through restraint as much as action. His presence also highlights the importance of selecting the right people, defining roles, and maintaining discipline in unfamiliar terrain. Small team leadership in this context depends on trust, because formal authority is limited and external support is uncertain. The narrative emphasizes judgment calls when to push forward, when to wait, and when to abandon a path that looks promising but is too exposed. It also shows how leaders manage morale by creating clarity even when outcomes are unknown. For readers, the broader insight is that crisis leadership is less about heroic speeches and more about steady decision-making, realistic assessment, and protecting the team from avoidable risks while still moving decisively toward the mission. Lastly, loyalty, risk, and the human cost of intervention beyond tactics and suspense. The book repeatedly returns to the human stakes, the imprisoned employees, their families, and the people asked to help in a dangerous situation. Follett presents loyalty as a two-way relationship, showing how an employer's commitment can reshape the psychological experience of those trapped by events. At the same time, the narrative acknowledges that every rescue attempt spreads risk outward, potentially endangering rescuers, allies, and bystanders. This topic is where the story becomes most complex. It asks readers to consider what duty means when the safest option might be inaction, yet inaction could abandon people to indefinite suffering. The book also illustrates how political crises trap ordinary individuals, including locals caught between factions and foreigners who become symbols rather than persons. Another aspect is reputational and moral risk. Success can be celebrated, but failure would carry heavy consequences. By emphasizing the personal stories within a geopolitical storm, Follett encourages readers to think about intervention not as a cinematic act but as a chain of trade-offs, where compassion and courage must be weighed against probability, unintended fallout, and respect for a country in turmoil. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy true stories told with thriller-like momentum, as well as anyone interested in leadership, crisis management, and modern Middle Eastern history. It will also appeal to business readers who want to examine what corporate responsibility can look like when employees are in danger abroad. The main benefit is perspective. The story shows how quickly stability can disappear, why contingency planning matters, and how decisive leadership can cut through institutional gridlock. At the same time, it offers a cautionary view of risk, demonstrating that courage is inseparable from planning, local awareness, and ethical reflection. Compared with many similar titles that focus either on geopolitical analysis or on military operations alone, On Wings of Eagles blends multiple angles in a single narrative. Executive decision-making, special operations expertise, and the lived experience of people caught in revolution. Ken Follett's accessible storytelling makes the complex context understandable without turning it into a dry history lesson. For buyers, the value lies in getting an unforgettable real-world case study that is both emotionally engaging and practically instructive, with lessons about responsibility and resolve that extend beyond the specific events. If you would like to support Ken Follett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.